Hi and welcome to Al Sirhan podcast. This is Hisham Al Sirhan and this podcast is to share my reflection of the world is open class. The topic for this week is about my second favorite Web 2.0 technology or tool. It's about blogs, which is, and specifically the topic is about educational blogging. So what is a blog? A blog, according to Wikipedia, is a type of website which is usually maintained by an individual with regular entries such as comments or descriptions of events. The organizing of these entries are usually displayed in a reversed chronological order. Now, in many researches and studies in education, blogs are considered very useful tools for improving learning and performances of students, and mainly because of their ability to promote social interaction and because of their abilities to promote reflections and knowledge construction. Social interaction in blogs is enabled because blog readers can engage and interact with each other by posting comments and sending email based on the blog entries. And knowledge construction and reflection are promoted through the reading and writing activities in the blog environment. There are different learning activities that can be utilized by using blogs, and one of the learning activities we are using in this class, in which many students in this class are writing their own blogs. Some are doing podcasts like me and Elliot. And what we do is each student reflect on what they learn every week in the class, and then just write their perspective, thoughts, ideas, give more examples, and just talk about what they learned in the class in their blogs. And this helped them to construct and show what kind of knowledge that they have gained, or what did they learn from these different classes. Another kind of activities to use a blog in an educational setting or classroom is to have one blog used by everyone in the class, so everyone have the author roles as well as the reader roles, and everyone would post in that blog, and other would comment, and there would be more interaction. And I like this kind of activity maybe more than what we are doing in our class, more than everyone doing his own blog. I would prefer a single blog in which everyone can participate and contribute to. And the reason, as I mentioned, because there is more interactions, and this kind of blogs might promote more collaborative learnings, and so that's why I prefer the second type of blog activity. There are more social interactions in that, in having one blog and many people contribute to that. The only problem though in this design, that some students might feel information overload, because if students would contribute and lots of students would comment, and you might be like in a later entries, but there still be discussions in a previous entries within the blog, so it might have this effect of an information overload for students. The other thing is, which I think is important, is to realize that learning using blogs doesn't concern the authors or the readers. It concerns both of them. And in fact, one of the articles for this week was focusing on the role of the readers and argued that it is important to consider the experience, role, and contributions of the readers when designing or evaluating blogs as instructional tools. Personally, I sure hope that I would have my own blogs in the future, but to be honest, I don't know when this will happen. I feel that I'm always busy, and I think writing a blog requires some commitment, and I don't want to start something that I feel it might will end soon after. So I'll just leave you with this thought, and I'll talk to you next week. Keep blogging, and goodbye.